Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Alive, a message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, I pray with you. If you're having a question about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus for you. If you have any comments, ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call the information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, those of you listening, hey, would you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we come before you in this day and time to give you glory and honor and praise and to magnify you because, dear Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you for this opportunity as we submit our request to you that your spirit be with us as we take this journey into your word. Father, thank you, Lord, all for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And Lord, we will give you all the glory and honor and praise, and we will magnify you in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. I want to make a couple announcements before we proceed on. Number one, for those of you that are first-time listeners, the page you listen to me on, you should see a follow button on there. If you click on it, ask for your email information, and the purpose of that is that whenever we create a broadcast, you'll be automatically alerted through your email. Once again, that is a good thing because there are times that we may have to do an earlier broadcast than the 7 p.m. Nightly time we are really scheduled by. So, hey, hit that follow button and put in your email information. The next thing, I would like to say to those of you that are first-time listeners, we here at the Church of Christ of Life's message do believe the Bible contains the Word of God. However, we also believe that the Lord has caused two more books to come to go along with the Bible. One called the Record of Nephi, which is a record of a people that live, or peoples that live here on this continent during the prehistoric times, and God dealing with them, giving his statute, judgment, commandments unto them. And the Word of the Lord book, which is comprised of 120 messages that the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah, from 1927 to 1994 thus far, in a promise to Matthew 17 and Malachi chapter 3 and chapter 4, Acts chapter 3, Revelation 14 and 6, Deuteronomy 18 and 18. Amen. Now, I want to go into a message today, which is a message of the end time. And especially a message to fellow Christians that are listening today. First, in a sense, going to even unbelievers who are listening to let you know that, hey, this is what you're going to see in this time. It's already been happening. And it's going to wax worse and worse. And to the Christians, to the Christians that are listening to this broadcast, it will also be a word of warning, especially as well. If you're looking at the title of this broadcast today, you will see it is titled Miss Antone Rose is an Example. And I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that name Antone right. Miss Antone Rose is an example. Now, many of you looking at this is wondering, who is Antone Rose and what do you mean by her being an example? Now, some of you who may have already brushed up on your history, probably most of the most part, seeing this name, Antone Rose, will automatically know, you know, who I'm talking about. And in that, knowing what you would know about her, you would still say, what do you mean she's an example? Well, I want to read a couple articles to you, and then I want to go into some scriptures, okay? Amen. And I want to start off reading the first article, because both articles is on her. And one, I say, may give a little bit more information than the other. This is why I have selected two articles. One is under listverse.com, and it is entitled 10 Cursed Souls Who Made Deals with the Devil. 10 Cursed Souls Who Made Deal with the Devil. And one of them on this list, her name is Antoinette Rose. I want to read a little bit to you from this. It says, in 1477, a witch named Antoinette Rose was put on trial. Known as the Witch of Savoy, she told a very specific story that would help cement one of the most iconic images that still goes along with witchcraft, the broom, okay? And, you know, when you see Halloween, you will see a picture of a witch riding on the broom. And it says, according to Rose's testimony, she had been in need of money when she approached her neighbor with her problems. Fortunately, that neighbor knew a guy, and he introduced her to a group of people that persuaded her to appeal to the devil for aid. Okay? So she's supposed to have been in a financial strait, and she needed some money. And one of her neighbors introduced her to this guy who in turn, one of her neighbors knew a guy who introduced her to a group of people that persuaded her to appeal to the devil for aid. Okay. It says the devil appeared in the form of a man named Robinette. That's R-O-B-I-N-E-T. Now listen to this. He promised her all the money that she needed as long as she would renounce God and pay homage to him. Do you hear that? She also agreed with his demand to pay him a certain percentage of her earnings every year. In return, he gave her a bag of gold and silver, a stick, and a jar filled with ointment, plus instructions on how to use it to return to the place she met him. So he, in this, you hear this exchange, she comes to him for aid. She promised to renounce God. Now listen to that, because I'm coming back to that, and pay homage to him. She also agreed to pay him a certain amount of her earnings every year. And she was to return to the place she met him, okay? It said all she needed to do was to rub the stick with the ointment mount, says, well, let me read it again. All she needed to do was rub the stick with the ointment mount and say, stick, and say unto this, go, in the devil's name, go. Rose testified that the homage they paid to the devil involved things like dancing and feasting, stepping on the consecrated host, and kissing the devil's hindquarters when he shifted into the form of a black dog. This is really worshiping the devil, okay? She had been terrified the first time she met the devil in his human form and said that he had a voice that was so hoarse, she had barely been able to understand him. Her testimony would be the second document case of a witch confirming the idea that the devil gave them the ability to fly on broomsticks. Now, keep it, picture Halloween. They said it was a second account. Guillaume, and I hope I'm pronouncing this name right, Guillaume Edelin became the first in 1453 He admitted to flying on a broomstick while he was being tortured, okay? So actually with the broomstick riding thing, we see depict a woman, a witch on there, but actually they're trying to say the first account of a recorded account of one who was, quote, given those powers by the devil to do such a thing was actually a man. Interesting, ain't it? Hallelujah. Now, in a sense, it ain't interesting like it's so wild, but what I'm saying is kind of surprising. Maybe that's a better term I should use. Now, I want to go into another document on that, which is under historywitch.wordpress.com, and this is about this same Antoine Rose. And it's going to say the same thing, except it give a little bit of something else in it, too. It said in 1477, Antoine Rose, also known as the Witch of Savoy, France, confessed under torture that she regularly met with the devil. This, the record state. She regularly went in a regular fashion, as in the last article I read to you, she made an agreement to meet with the devil, you know, and he was telling her how to meet back with him. So she's constantly meeting with the enemy. And it says the first time she was taken to the synagogue, she saw many men and women enjoying themselves and dancing backwards. Huh. Dancing backwards. Now, they didn't say that in the other article I read. That's why some extra things I said is given here. It said the devil, whose name was Robinette, was a dark man who spoke in a hoarse voice, kissing Robert's foot in homage. Okay. Listen to this. She renounced God and the Christian faith. He put his mark on her, on the little finger of her left hand, and gave her a stick, 18 inches long, and a pot of ointment. She used to smear the ointment on the stick, putting it between her legs, and say, "Go in the name of the devil, go." At once she would be carried through the air to the synagogue. The pictures of witches riding on a broom are therefore a polite interpretation of the, and it goes on to say this was the second confession on record in which a witch said he or she flew on a broom, the first being that of accused male witch named Guillaume Edelin. Now, you say, Brother Nate, why are you coming to this and why you say she's an example? Okay. You guys have heard me say before quite a few times, that there are going to be more demonic manifestations in these last days. There are going to be more people turning to witchcraft and magic and stuff. And also you heard me tell you that these things are not going to be hid like it used to be, that people are going to start doing it more boldly in the open. And we're seeing that. If you look at the Grammy Awards of last year, how they did the things on stage and was openly worshiping the devil. And sad to say, some, quote, Christian artists in there who was sitting in there, who should have got up and walked out, stayed there because they had a Grammy or award coming to them. Sad to say, okay? But it's true. And we're seeing at a unprecedented rate the rise of people dabbling in witchcraft and sorcery. These are dealing with the powers of the devil. But what is more eye-opening is that now it is being more openly done. Now, many years ago when people would do something like that, just like I read to you about this article of Antoine Rose who was put on, you know, because, you know, they – you know, burn witches and stuff, especially back then. Many years ago, when people wanted to dab in that kind of stuff, they did it, you know, behind closed doors. Now, you had some that would openly, like Anton LaVey and all that, would openly confess to you that they are worshiping Satan. But now you got more and more people coming out in the open doing it. I mean, they wearing the symbols. They doing the all this stuff, and they're doing it, and they're quite, quote, like many of them are proud of it, my Lord. And the thing about this Miss Antoinette Rose, I want to draw your attention, if you would, open your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 4, because this is where I tell you that I want to give the message to, hallelujah, to Christians. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit. As a warning. Now, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly or plainly that in the latter times, which is what we're living in now, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, it says here in one of the articles I read to you that Miss Antoinette Rose, who were in need of some money, okay, and I read another account on her about this, that she had a son and she needed some money for also for, you know, her son, okay? But, and as I read to you, one account told that how that she went to a neighbor who knew of some people, and these people convinced her to turn to the devil to help. So these people was, as it said here, she was the first time she was taken to a synagogue. So they was in some type of meeting place of a building, like a synagogue, like. And she said, and it says she saw many men and women enjoying themselves and dancing backwards, because that's what Satan is. He is backwards. He's the opposite of God. And one thing about the devil, he's not about you progressing, but regressing, okay? He's not about you going forward in the Lord, but going backwards, okay? And the thing about this, as I read this 1 Timothy chapter 4, and this is what I want to say to those of Christians that are listening to this message here, it says that when she now gets in contact with this devil, whose name was Robin or Robinette, who was described as a dark man speaking in a hoarse voice. And one article I read to you that when she has engaged in conversation with this demon, that she brings her problem to him, that she having a financial problem, and he says, and I'm going to paraphrase it, okay, but this is what I require from you. One of the things was that he wanted her to renounce God and pay homage to him. Now, on this other article I read to you, it kind of takes it in a little bit further. She renounced God and the Christian faith. Now, it's saying here at one point she was a Christian. That's what it's saying, okay? And this is the message I'm giving to those of us as Christians today. And you're going to find, you're already finding some of them doing it. You got some Christians, they have now engaged in what is called this New Age Christianity. New Age Christianity, people, is not Christianity. Hallelujah. It's still devil and demonic worship. It is still dabbling in demonic powers, okay? It is not the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. So she renounced God and her Christian faith, okay? And if it's true she was a Christian, she renounced God and her Christian faith, which the articles just said that one of the things that the devil required of her was to renounce God. And you're going to see even more in these last days, some who were Christians, they're going to renounce God and the faith, just like here, Paul told Timothy that some is going to depart from the faith. Hallelujah. See, this is going to be in the falling away as well, people, that Paul mentioned to the Thessalonians in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, okay? When he said falling away shall come first, that falling away is a apostasy, turning away from the Lord Jesus Christ and renouncing their faithfulness to him. And she be an example. Now notice that, quote, she had a need. She was in a financial need. Her and I forgot the other article I was reading on it too, which gave her information that said she had a son. So let's say her family was in need. Okay? And if she was indeed a Christian, that means that she could not wait on God, couldn't wait on God to open the doors and bless her financially. So she went to the devil for help. And this is what's going to happen even the more that you're going to see with some Christians now, they're going to start turning to the devil for help. Just don't let it be you. Amen? Just don't let it be you, people. Hallelujah. And you're going to find that when God said through Paul that some are going to depart from the faith, they're going to turn to these to the devil power. Amen. And here in this article, notice that it said that when she came to the synagogue, she saw many men and women enjoying themselves. You have some Christians now, get this, they have become jealous of the world. I'm going to say that again, just in case you didn't hear what I said. You have some Christians now, okay, who have become jealous, glory, I sense the Holy Ghost, of the world. Amen. Proverbs chapter 1, I want to read a verse from that here. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10. He said, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they should say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole, as those that go down to the pit. We shall find all precious something. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Casting thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. Okay? The Lord tells us not to get together with sinners in doing evil. And he even tells us not to envy sinners. And you got some Christians, hallelujah, oh, I sense the Holy Ghost, this spirit of envy has crept into among the Christian community. And this is why you find many churches who claim to be Christian have modeled themselves after the world. They doing a whole lot of worldly stuff, people. Amen. A whole lot of worldly stuff that you can look and tell and say, oh, wait a minute, this is not God. Okay? Even a Christian events is more about entertainment. It's about entertainment. Now, God wants us to have fun in the right way, but we got to learn how to separate the, quote, entertainment from truly getting in there seriously and worshiping Christ and getting to know about the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to learn how to do the separation on that, people. And so Antoinette Rose, in this one article, said that she had renounced God and the Christian faith is an example of how in these last days that some Christians are going to depart from the faith. And look, she went all in. She went all in, kissing the devil's feet. And this is all signs of worship, okay? And he gave her things. And you see in Christians now, some of them have become so wrapped up in money and fame now, just like who? The world. In gospel Christian, gospel music, now we're using words like my fans. What do you mean my fans? That's the way the world talk. That's the way the worldly singers talk. I got to do it for my fans. Now you're starting to hear so-called gospel singers talking the same kind of way, my fans. I remember years ago when I first started hearing some gospel singers say that, I was like, your fans? What do you mean your fans? It's supposed to be a ministry when you're singing the gospel. But now it's made more like a business to a point where that you got some Christians wanting popularity and money. Because, see, in gospel music alone, and I've heard this for many years, as some artists talk about it, they have said, man, it ain't much money in the gospel music industry. And plus, with many of them, it ain't much popularity. So what are they doing? This is why you see them combining with secular artists now, quote, trying to get a bigger platform. They're combining with secular artists that making blood sacrifices even to the devil. Why? Because these gospel artists, quote, want a bigger platform. And they look into the sinner man for it. And so they would get together with these secular artists who even making songs themselves blaspheming God. But the Christian artist is getting together with them and making a so-called gospel song. And I can see some of them who are worshiping the devil just sitting back laughing. Hallelujah. Amen. To those of you that's listening and you not say, understand this, you're going to see this even more if you ain't seen it already. People are going to start coming more and more openly, bold, on their worshiping the devil. It may be some in your household. It may be some of your friends or your associates who you start noticing starting to act strange and starting to wear strange clothes and a strange jewelry and start putting markings on themselves and start talking a certain way, and you saying something ain't right, get ready. Because if you ain't seen it yet, you're going to see it. Because people, it's already happening. You can see it, that people are now becoming more bold and bold on their stand for worshiping the devil. And I'm here to tell you, sinner man, that Jesus Christ is the way. Despite even if you see some of the people who are openly worshiping the devil calling themselves Christians, I want you to know that that's not the Christian that the Bible defines. And see, some of you are thrown off because you see some, quote, Christians in sin, and you're saying, why should I come to the Lord when they're doing the same thing I'm doing? But I want you to understand something, that if you knew what the Bible really said about Christianity, you can look at them and look at the Bible, and you can say, hey, that's not a definition of a Christian that they're living. See, some of you all, as sinners, you want to discredit the whole Bible. You want to even discredit the Lord Jesus Christ because you have seen some Christians, or supposed to be Christians, dibbing and dabbing in sin and doing all kind of stuff that make your mouth fly open. But understand this, that Christian man or that Christian woman that you see doing that, they didn't die for you. Jesus Christ died for you. They didn't die for you. Jesus died for you. Amen? They couldn't save you with their own power. Whether it's a male or female, could not save you from hell with their own power. It is the power of the Lord Jesus Christ that who saved you. It was Jesus' blood that was shed on Calvary for you. Not the blood of Brother Nate. Not the blood of any Christian that you know. It was the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed that saved you, that gave you a chance, rather, to be saved or to be delivered from the pits of hell. I must give that to you. But you're going to see more and more people, if you haven't seen it already, going forth and openly and boldly showing you that they're worshiping the devil. And I'm here to tell you that there's nothing good that's going to come out of it. Why? Because let me give you a reason why. John chapter 10. This is to you, sinner man, and to you, Christian, that's listening. Why there's not going to be any good come out of worshiping the devil, no matter what he gives you, okay? Some of you sinners that's listening, you in a dire strait like Anthony Rose, and you need some money or you want some money and you want fame. Some of you as men want a lot of women running all over you, and now some of you as women, you want a lot of men just feasting after you. So now somebody have given you a hint, just like they had given this woman, Antoinette Rose, her neighbor told her, hey, I know of some people, and he sent her to some people, and these people was worshiping the devil and convinced her to worship the devil also. Okay? But I'm going to show you why it won't work out right. John chapter 10, verse 10. And this is what Jesus says about the devil here. First of all, he said, the thief cometh not. In other words, this is the thing that he comes for. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. He says Satan's come to steal, kill, and destroy. Meaning what, Brother Nate? Whatever you make a trade with Satan for, the end of it, he's going to destroy you. In other words, he's going to use you as long as he can use you. When you are no more use, he's going to destroy you. You understand what I'm saying? This is why you got singers who have sold their souls to the devil for what? For money and fame. But get this, when they get old or when they're not popular with the people no more because the devil is using them and their popularity right now with people to lead souls to hell. But when they get to a point where people are not after them no more, that people don't look highly at them no more, then the devil said, I have no more use to you. So the next thing he has to do, he's going to kill you. Do you hear me, also Christian that's listening, who decided that God was taking too long for you to answer? This thing is really too hard. And I want my answer right now, this second right now, and I want my answer. And you feel like that God doesn't answer. And you listen to what the enemy has brought to you. And now you say, I'm in need of this or need of that, and the Lord has forgotten me. And so what you have done, you have went to people, and you went to people that knew some people that were worshiping the devil, and now they're about to convince you to worship the devil also and make an exchange, to turn to the devil with your needs and look for the devil to supply your needs. But understand like this, when you have those needs, quote, like that, and the devil appears to be supplying it, I'm here to tell you that he requires something as well. This is what he said to Antoinette Rose. He wants her to what? Renounce God and the faith and to pay homage unto him. So now she's down there kissing his feet and paying homage to him because now he's, quote, giving her things. Now, some of you may say, well, you know what? That couldn't be true because the devil don't have power to give some things. Well, let's go to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. And I can see why Jesus had this account put here in the Bible here in Matthew and also in Luke, because he had to show people that the devil don't have all power, but he has some power to do. Now, when you look in Matthew chapter 4, hallelujah, starting at verse 8, Jesus, in dealing with his temptation from the enemy, the Bible said, he said, again, the devil taking him, who is him, Jesus, up into an exceeding high mountain and show of him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And said unto him, said unto who? Unto Jesus, all these things will I give thee if thou will what? Fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Do you see that? The devil told Jesus, I give you all the glory of this world if you fall down and worship me. If the devil was lying, Jesus would have told in the scriptures here, devil, quit lying. You ain't got no power to give. But see, the devil has that power to give, okay? But once again, you don't want to get nothing from the devil. He is a dirty, low-down player. Understand this. So some of you that's listening, when you're talking about now, I was a Christian, but now since I got in this other group, these other people, yeah, it was the devil, but I tell you one thing, my needs being met. No, you being set up. Satan is setting you up. He's appearing to fulfill your needs, but at the end, he's going to destroy you. He don't like you. He hates you. He can't stand you. And since he got all those things against you, if he call himself helping you, it got to be some kind of evil purpose behind it. Do you not understand it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. I want to read a scripture here from the Word of the Lord. And those of you that have the Word of the Lord, turn with me to the 83rd message. Those of you that don't have it, once again, I want to announce this, that the Record of Nephi that I was talking to you about, if you want that book, is $8. And the Word of the Lord here book, the Word of the Lord is 75 cents per dozen messages. And you can write to Church of Christ, Alive, the Message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. That is the Church of Christ with the Alive, the Message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. Or you can call 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. And if you don't get no one at that number, you can dial area code 816-252-2343. Area code 816-252-2343. Now, in this 83rd message, Jesus sent this word out February the 14th, 1966. And I want to read to you what he had the angel messenger to tell us. He said, "Those that are covenant breakers, turn away from. And those that count my words and this work as evil, let them alone. Thus says the Lord," okay? "They know not my gospel, for I am the Lord and Savior. I only am the eternal God. Those that believe not my words, they doubt and count them as from the evil. It is they that listen to the whispering of Satan, and he has taken hold of them, and as with a silver thread about their necks, he leadeth slowly down to that awful hell, say your Lord." Now, you have some that say, well, the devil's not in hell, but he has access to that place. He has access to that place. And see, there are those who are covenant breakers. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There are those who are supposed to be Christians who are listening to the whispering of Satan. Satan is telling them, say, hey, do this, do that. Opposite out of the will of God. Notice that when Jesus faced the temptation of the enemy in the wilderness, Satan was talking to him. And he said, if thou be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Amen? And one of the hours that we can surely watch out for, that Satan will come and talk to us, is the time we're going through. The time we're going through. Amen. Where it looked like the God has left us. And that's when Satan would say, come this way. Now, I thank God this day that, you know, in time, I was able to repent. And many of y'all heard my story. In 1993, I called a psychic. And understand this, it only takes one call, people. It don't take a bunch of calls, like people think. It don't even take two calls. One call, and they ask you some stuff, and next thing you know, they drop a curse on you quick. You'll have all kind of stuff breaking out in your house. I thank God for his grace and forgiveness. I ran out of patience, quote, with God. I felt like God was taking too long. I needed some answers to something. So here I am turning to someone who operates by demonic power. And you're going to find more Christians in these last days doing this. And some of them is not coming back, people. Now, some of them I know, I believe, going to repent, but some is not coming back. Because the Bible says some shall depart from the faith. Just don't let it be you. In fact, don't even try dipping and dabbing the first time, people. Try to stay with the Lord, okay? Amen. And I know at times that it seemed like he ain't listening. I understand how you feel. Many times I have felt like that. But I thank God that when I cry that humble and honest prayer, he let me sense the presence of his spirit and let me know, my child, I got you. I ain't left you. I got you. And I thank God for that. But you're going to have some that's going to do just like Anthony Rhodes, okay? They're going to renounce God and the faith. They're going to turn to the enemy. Because just like it said in this article here, one of these articles in here, she went to this synagogue. You know, we look at synagogue today as like a church building. saw people enjoying themselves and dancing backwards. Notice she said dancing backwards and enjoying themselves. And you got some Christians, once again, have become envious of sinners. And to them, it's like, oh, the sinners look like they have all the fun. And then they be complaining, you know, Lord, here I am serving you and worshiping you, and all this stuff happened to me. And I look at Big Tony down the road, who ain't studying you and cuss you every day and looking like he getting a Lamborghini every week. He looking like he's going to casino and hitting every week he go there. And here I am worshiping you, and I'm struggling, and it seems like I'm struggling to get a can of beans. Hallelujah. But you fail to understand that in your season of going through, when it's time for your reaping, for standing for the Lord, that reaping season is going to be glorious. And it's going to switch over for them who's not worshiping Christ. While you in mourning now and they're like they're rejoicing, the time going to come, it's going to switch. It's going to switch. Hallelujah. There are those that have listened to the whisper of saints. There are those that are covenant breakers. Amen. Breaking the covenant with God and breaking the covenant agreement with you. Y'all can come straight up, get up, come on a deal or something. They just break it quick without no notice. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You can't trust my Lord. And I have been, you know, God, the Lord has been letting me see this in the last days, even concerning his own people, about this worshiping of the devil. And this is why you got this so-called New Age Christianity going on. Some of you Christians listening, I hope you're listening to this. Don't get dim and dabbing in that New Age Christianity. Someone come to you and say, hey, let's go and let's see what the planets say. I'm telling you, you better watch out for that. That astrology and horoscoping and all this stuff and no tarot cards and burning sage and putting salt and stuff in your pocket. Come on, people. Please hear this. Because once again, the spirit of envy has crept in among the Christian community. And the Christian community, once again, is becoming jealous of the world. Men in the Christian community want to be like the world. They're cutting their hairstyles like the world. They're dressing like the world, okay? The world dressed provocative. Now they dressing provocative and coming into the church services like that. And then get an attitude with you when you say, hey, sister, listen. Sister, you're showing too much. Well, God don't look at my clothes. He looks at my heart. Well, sister, you forget to understand something. What's going on in your heart is manifesting out. You wants to be seen. You don't have no respect for other sisters because they got husbands in here that have to see you either too tight or too open or too loose and showing them to their husbands. So you ain't showing the love of God yourself nor any respect because you come in like that. Then you have some brothers that coming in. Now they popping in the church with big earrings in their ears and they shirt not buttoned all the way up. It's got an opening where it's showing the chest hair. What is this? You trying to be Pimp Mac Daddy in the church services, and you ain't respecting none of the other brothers because they got wives in there, and you trying to be Pimp Daddy, trying to draw their wives. What is this? Now you got some Christians talking about now we're part of what you call affirming churches, and so now you want to accept and let homosexuals run the church. You want to let them get in the pulpit and preach their so-called gospel. You got men up there dressing like women, and some of you churches say, well, let's let them get up there and speak because, you know, we're all God's children, and God loves us all. Well, everybody on this earth is not a child of God. That is not scripture. That's your talk. That's not the word of God talk. Amen. Hallelujah. Antoinette Rose, you know, once again, and so now she know as you know, she became a witch. Okay? And sad to say, people, dimming and dapping, they're going to become witches. You're going to have some that was claiming the Christian faith, they're going to become witches and warlocks. They're going to step in there. This is why I see the Lord keep talking to us about worshiping and coming close, worshiping and coming close. Because people, I'm telling you something. I was just thinking about it the other day. These times are getting more intense, like Jesus said. And I think sometimes we act like it's getting easier. And I'm going to tell you one of the reasons why. And I don't mean to offend some of my brothers and sisters in Christ, but I got to tell this. Because one thing, we're telling people that any day we can be gone. We're telling church folks that we're going to be raptured up any day. Okay, if you feeding them that, then they're not going to have on their mind to try to advance and get closer to Christ. Why? Because they're figuring, hey, I might get off work and walk in my house one day, and boom, 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 I'm gone. It was good for me just to get in the front door to say I'm a Christian. I'm telling you, that's the mentality of some of them that has heard this preaching of the rapture gone any day now. Any day, we're going to be gone. It's what they're saying. So you got some of them, they're not studying about progressing in Christ. They're not studying about getting closer in Christ and getting stronger in Christ. Why? Because they're looking for any day. They looking at, hey, I can be on my job, getting ready, time to go to lunch break. It's whoop, 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 I'm gone. Now, people, if that were true, I'd be one of the first ones to be preaching. And it sounds so good just talking about it. But just because something sounds good don't mean it is right. And I'm going to tell you something, it's not right. Period. Period. We went through a bad time when the COVID first hit. Why didn't God snatch everybody up then? Why did he let a whole lot of people go through that? Why did he just snatch up the believers then? That was some serious event, people. Lord help us. We are told in the book of Ephesians to neither give the devil place in you, okay? And when you do something like this Anthony Rose, first of all, your big mistake is going there and meeting up with the devil. Then you make an agreement with him. And then when he told you what he wants you to do, you're doing it. So now you're giving the devil place in you. Amen. Have you ever invited somebody to your house and they try to take advantage of you in your own house? In other words, what I'm talking about is like you invite them to come to the house and then they look like they act like that's their house and they get up and just didn't show you no respect, take advantage. But see, when you give the devil of any of us, give the devil place in us, that's what he does. He goes to take advantage. He goes to take advantage. And I'm looking at the Christian community now, you know, so much stuff that the Christian community is in where the spirit of the world has crept in and the devil started and had his foot up in there. Hallelujah. And now you have some Christians, once again, who are uniting with sinners, and now they're getting in big trouble. They've been exposed. I have to say this, and I ain't trying to be funny. T.D. Jakes, I pray that you will really hear and repent and understand that you can't become unequally yoked with unbelievers. You making agreement, a pact with P. Diddy and some company or somebody? Come on, man. You know this man's reputation. And see, when you talk about things like that, some of the people of the church will say, well, you know what? That's not love because we all God's children. No, everybody's not a child of God. Now you're lying. Everybody's not a child of God. Quit saying that we all God's children. No, the Bible doesn't support you. Bible doesn't support you. The Bible lets you know those that are born again is the children of God. John chapter 1, he said, behold, gave unto the power to become the sons of God. To them that what? Believed on his name. So everybody don't believe on the name of Christ and have not accepted him as Lord. When we're told in Romans 10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that he was raised from the dead, whosoever shall what? Call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Saved. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So now, you know, I read to you the articles. You can look it up and read it yourself. And many of you are starting to see some more about this, the witch of riding on a broom thing. And from what I understand, too, there's a evil sexual thing behind that as well. Okay? To those of you Christians that, man, ain't nothing wrong with Holloway. Okay. Well, y'all deal with Christmas. Yeah, but guess what? I don't agree with whole everything about Christmas because the Bible doesn't tell us Jesus died on the 25th of December. Thing that is giving glory to Jesus concerning anything about Christmas connected to that, that's what I look at. I'm not in and all that other stuff. That's what I look at. Well, Halloween, what anything do you hear in Halloween that is giving something to Jesus? I tell you, nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Okay? Halloween especially is a very straightforward and open demonic holiday. There's nothing hidden about it. That's straight up. That's about as straight up you can get. Thank you, Lord. I thank the Lord for Jesus this day and this opportunity. And I want to take this time to say this. We just lost a dear brother in Christ. Oh, no, he gone to be with the Lord. Named Brother David Perry. I thank God for the time of knowing the brother. He just passed. I think it's been, what, 2 or 3 days ago. Him and his wife have been a blessing. I've only, I think, known them for about maybe 3 years, 2 or 3 years. But their support that they gave as we were doing the broadcast was a blessing. My prayers, condolences go out to his wife on her loss. May the Lord keep her. And, you know, when we lose brothers and sisters in Christ, a friend or loved ones, you know, you find out some things more about them that you're going to miss. You know, until the day that you all can reunite again in the clouds of glory with the Lord. He truly indeed will be missed. And just really grateful, you know, for the opportunity to know him, you know. And it was, I think, last year when I last talked to him, but we last communicated. I don't know, it had been some months ago. But very supportive of, you know, the broadcast that we're doing here. And so, you know, I thank God for, once again, the opportunity to have gotten to know him and his wife as well. Thank God for the both of them. And may the Lord bless her and keep her during this time that she's going through. Father, I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name for the broadcast, of being able to do the broadcast. I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you've given unto me. And Lord, I pray that you will bless and keep Sister Perry this day and strengthen her. And I thank you, Lord God, for strengthening all that is in need of the touch of your hand today. And I give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Well, thank God for all you listening. Some of you may be saying, hey, you through with the things on the Mormon series. No, there are more things to come, and there are more things to come on other parts of series, so stay tuned in that. So once again, I love you all. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.